what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag is the best in here.
Hey, I like how we're recording. I love the rawness. Yeah. Shout out Letty doing her makeup. Yeah. We're back with an episode of Brown Bag Podcast.
Episode 87.
Say hi real quick.
Is this 87?
87, yeah. Pops.
Because De Oro is?
It's not.
Hey, wait. We jumped in interview-wise.
Yeah.
Episode 87, Pops.
Shout out to the year 87. I was born 87. Shout out Kendrick Lamar was born 87. Yay. 87.
Shout out my 80s. Y'all was smoking crack.
They were smoking
crack. Yeah, I think. My dad started smoking crack a year before I was born. So he started smoking
1999.
Was that a good time? Do you guys remember?
I don't know, but I know all the songs said we're going to party like it's 1999. And he was partying.
Nah, that fool partied too much. Yeah. He partied forever after that.
Speaking of party forever, you party forever your birthday.
Yeah.
Just viral, talk about it.
I like your really nice glasses, by the way. I wonder where you got them.
I don't know. They just showed up to my doorstep.
Shut the fuck up. Where did you get them?
Shout out the Brown Bag team. They got me this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So far, Letty has got you because no one else has given their cut. Letty. So far, Letty got it for you.
Thanks, bud.
You're welcome. Okay. So, I love your glasses. Your good vibes. Are you still young or are you old now?
I'm young forever. Forever young.
That's a Jay-Z song.
I hate that song so much.
Wow.
What
the? Probably the worst Jay-Z song. Because
you don't like Mr. Hudson.
You don't like
Not that I
Mr.
hate
Hudson
him.
Is the guy in the hood.
Why don't you like that guy, fool?
I just always have thought that song is very creepy and cringe.
You know what? Like, that was one of my favorite songs of all time.
I like that song.
Really?
Forever young.
He says, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Do you get that? Like, that's dope.
That bar probably went over my head at the moment, but I just really like the singing part of it.
I just feel like it sounds like a graduation song, and I don't want...
Jay-Z ruined that song. I'm just kidding.
I don't need any Jay-Z graduation songs. You know what I'm saying?
Post Malone or Jay-Z, who has a better graduation song?
It's definitely Post Malone because he probably made it for graduation. I don't think
I want to say congratulations. They played that when I graduated my senior year.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's not a bad song. But like, I just don't want to hear that from Jay-Z.
I feel it.
I'm doing makeup with MC Magic's makeup palette.
Hey.
MC Magic gave me, not the one that Duno gave a girl.
Hey, one thing about Letty is if you send her something, she's going to wear
it. I'm going
to
use it.
Yeah, you're one. Because me and Vic... we use some t-shirts to clean our bathrooms. Well, I give it to my mom to clean the bathroom. Not Paisa Boys, though. Paisa Boys, you've been keeping me lit.
They've been lacing us.
And this is not no promo run. They just, I've been on Paisa.
Jorge's so jealous he didn't get Paisa Boys.
Yeah.
He's how I learned about Paisa Boys. He bought the Illegal Aliens long sleeve, black with like neon green.
For him, it was real, too.
Yeah. For him, it is real. Yeah, legit. But you guys got hooked up. You look fly.
Yeah, we look fly. Is that Paisa Boys what you're wearing right now?
No, this is Home Fem.
Shout out Home Fem. They gang too.
But your pants from last week that everybody was asking about was
Paisa Boys. The five. They were like, they called them 501s. I don't want to say it. They're like 501s ish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, look, we want them to look like 501s, but we got the, the dope design on them. So
honestly, the good thing about Vic is that like we get a lot of the same clothes. But he gets to get the shit that they don't have my size. So when they go like, they'll fly, I'm like, yeah, my boy Vic wearing it too.
Yeah.
But in like the skinny boy version. And then you wear like the girl version and then we just look like a fly team all around.
You look super fly. I look super cholo though. I'm being Huchi though.
Shout out
to spring break coming up. Shout out to Coachella coming up. I don't know if we'll be there. Shout out to summer coming up. It's all Huchi vibes. Once this rain fucking lets out, we're going to make it rain on you with these.
By the way, you guys, we're Letty's trying to convince us.
I'm trying to convince you.
You're trying to convince us to not let you because you're not asking for permission.
Yeah.
But our consulting and our advice on you starting an OF. By the way, we look really good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if you're watching on YouTube and if you're not, we rearranged our seating arrangement because
on
what
accident.
Happened?
But I'm glad
but
that happened.
What happened?
Okay, so I had a party on here Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, it was viral. Hella alcohol, hella bottles. It was litty like a, it was litty. You know why I'm such in a good mood? It was litty like Letty's cheese. No cap. Even though I've never seen him or anything like that, but she just loves talking about her boobs, so I guess we gotta embrace her friend.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Shout out her and her husband. Love y'all dearly. I don't know what to say. I'm lit off the Red Bull.
I'm lit off the
Red
Bull.
Are you horns right now?
I'm not horns.
Oh. What happened with the couch?
Oh, so look, I don't know. I just woke up after a long night. of hella drinking bottles, popping bottles, dancing. It was my birthday. Good grupo. Shout out Los de Link because my boys came through for my birthday. Last year came through for us at the live show where they just showed us hella love and we appreciate them because they did that out of love and we just vibes. And then they came through this year for my birthday as well. They always come through.
Yeah.
Letty had the baby, but you know who didn't come through? Vic. Anyways, we'll get to that right now. But
what happened to the couch?
I woke up in the morning and I was like, dude, oh my God, what happened in here? And I look to the right and the homie Bailey's like, what happened? First thing I do is check the chain. Chain was there. Look for the product. Product was there. Good. Look for my wallet. It wasn't there, but I called my sister and it was there.
Good.
And then I look over and I'm like,
you had a couch. In it.
And I'm like, no, I didn't have a in the brown bag couch. I would never do that to Vic. But look, and then I look and it's broken.
It's broken.
And then I asked everybody.
The frame is broken. Wood is broken.
By the way, this couch was already janky and Vic got finessed.
But it wasn't broken like that.
But it wasn't broken like that. It just came apart the first time we all sat on it at the pod, at the old office. But then I looked at it and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
So it broke.
It broke.
Someone. Which one of your homies did what?
I don't know which one of my homies did it. None of them want to confirm or deny who did it because they also, they're just wild. And I'm like, look, you guys, I love you guys, but you can't be breaking stuff that's not just mine.
Yeah.
I share this with two other people that honestly have told me to ban you guys from all further brown bag events.
Go ahead,
Dad.
I mean, I just, I'm just wondering if anybody else finds it suspicious that Duno got really drunk and then the couch got broken.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily that, like, you, like, had sex on it or anything, but we know how Duno feels about couches.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yo,
how hot was the couch that night? Oh, it's no chair. They sex.
I'm just dancing to the couch. You ready?
Now that everybody's gone, we can really.
That's crazy. Somebody walks in on me just banging our couch.
Because low-key, it's a little bit weird because you hit us in the group chat that your homies got in a fight and they broke it.
Yeah.
Then when you called me, you said, they were like play wrestling and they fell. Right now, you just said that no one has told you what had happened.
Nobody
so
has
you're
me
lying
I'm not
one
lying.
Way
okay.
or another.
No, one homie told me one thing. Well, no, one homie told me one thing, another homie told me another thing, and then I had to run it back.
What does the couch have to say?
Like,
let's ask the fucking couch.
Let's go ask the couch. Yeah.
Go look for stains.
Where did he touch you?
Yo. I didn't do nothing to that couch.
It was on your side that the frame broke. The side
No, it was on Vic's side. I was thinking about Vic.
All this time you think it's me and Duno. It's actually Duno and Vic.
That would be crazy.
That's hella funny.
That's funny. Well, you know what?
RIP to the couch, so now we have new couches, and we're trying to figure shit out.
By the way, these couches are our old couches, which started Magic. So you know what? It's a dope look. We look really good right now.
I'm not going to lie. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you trust me with furniture. I'm the one who chose this stuff.
Yeah, that couch.
That is true.
That couch, its days were numbered.
Days were numbered.
It wasn't
as soon
like
as it
securely
came into this
built.
World,
yeah,
it was headed out.
It was not like the sturdiest couch.
Best memory of the black couch at the old office. Go.
Black couch?
Top of your head, black couches.
So these couches?
Yeah, these couches.
Mm.
We had some dope times.
We had some great times in these
We
couches.
Left them. We left most of them at the first live show, right?
I know. Find out my favorite memory.
Huh?
What?
Those are them.
Yeah. Oh, we found them? We recovered them?
No, these are them.
I took them.
That fool only survived two. You only saved two, right?
The other one should be in there.
And then I had extra ones.
Okay.
I had an extra one in the office, and then some we left there, and then he took one too.
Mm, okay. Best,
go.
Best
you
time?
Have yours. You have yours.
Was the when I spelled the word.
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
Was that known?
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah.
Beautiful, intelligent,
that crazy human. Yeah. Wow.
Fire.
You weren't
fire.
Even there in my
Still
school.
Fire.
You
I'm giving him a
you
praise.
I was
yeah,
there.
Shout out my guy. I was there. You weren't there.
You weren't there. Because you all love Maximo. Daddy Maximo. Oh my God. You're
That's
the nice
who is
person.
Daddy, low key. That's Gramps, low key.
Gramps.
Wow.
What was a good memory with the couches? The couches were bomb. This is where we did CNR.
Whoa, CNR. We got to do CNR today.
Let's do a CNR today.
Let's do
a
CNR.
Like a retro episode.
Oh, when this drops, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day. Let's do Lucky.
Oh, Lucky. Okay.
Okay.
Four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
Is it four-leaf or three-leaf?
Four.
Four? Okay, four leaf clover.
Hold on. Is Lucky Charm, is it an elf?
No, it's a leprechaun.
It's a leprechaun.
Okay. That leprechaun. Oh, we think we did this already. That leprechaun, the scary leprechaun.
Did we do this?
Or duende. I like it. A duende?
Duende.
Leprechaun?
Leprechaun.
From Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms or leprechaun,
the scary leprechaun.
Okay, ooh. Lucky Charms.
Leprechaun
back
rival.
Okay. To the hood.
Yeah.
Lucky Charm one, the evil ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then another one day.
Can we do the one from Lord of the Rings?
Which one is that one? The My Precious?
No, that's not leprechaun. No, that's not leprechaun. Gandalf. No, you know what? Okay, I like that one too.
Okay.
Nino, forever will be in my life. Lucky Charms. I love the cereal. Yeah. To death. Love the cereal
to
death.
I want some right now.
You know what I used to do? I'm a fat fuck. I used to like pour myself some, like in a bowl, exactly what it's supposed to go in a bowl, and then pour, and then just pick out the sweets from the rest of the box and just fill up my bowl with a bunch of the shit. You get what I'm saying?
With all the sweets?
Not with all of them, but like.
You like the marshmallows?
I love the marshmallows.
That's crazy because I like the other shit and I didn't like the marshmallows. I would have given you the marshmallows and ate the other shit.
Wow, really? Yeah. Okay, so that was going to be my Nino. And then the evil one could be the homie. Could that,
leprechaun's the homie, the carnasada?
Carnasada, the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Rivals of Duende? Dog.
Yeah.
Your choices.
Yeah. Duende would be the rival.
Damn.
All right, go Vic.
All right, so Nino would definitely be the leprechaun back to the hood because I remember watching those movies when I was like 7, 8.
You were scared of shit?
Yeah. No, bro, they had tits in every movie.
They did. One of the girls' tits went so big
tits.
It blew up. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like early, like, horns of me being super like, horns. I want to watch this movie when my parents go to sleep, you know? And then, so that, me and that leprechaun locked in forever for that, for showing me those tits very early. And then I would say, Duende's my rival because they're weird and they're scary and. You know,
they're and what they stand for is crazy, right?
Yeah,
like
they're like half demons.
I think it was like, remember when they say when little kids die early?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. And I remember we had like, not fucking with the vibe at all.
Yeah,
and carne asada, Lucky Charms. Now that I've gotten older, I'm not that old, but I feel like I'm older. Like the marshmallows, like they're good, but like
too sweet.
Too many of them, too sweet. Yeah.
But Little Vic loves them.
Yeah, he loves them. That's his favorite cereal.
Shout out to me a little bit. I gotta go eat cereal now.
I gotta go eat cereal.
I have some at the house.
Me too.
My mom bought it for me.
I think I'm with you guys. Definitely rival the duendes because I know how to get rid of them too. Supposedly, you just talk shit to them.
You fucking little bastard.
Yeah,
you died early.
Talk shit to them and throw shit at them.
Throw shit.
Because they're so clean, apparently, from being like kids that were unbaptized and stuff, that's what scares them away. Shit talking. Yeah, dirty words. And throwing shit at them. Supposedly, if you were to come across one.
So neglecting them?
Probably. Just talking shit.
That sounds kind of evil, huh?
Well, I guess you got to fight evil with evil. And so.
Okay, I'll for that.
And carne asada would be the leprechaun because he looks like a tío. Like, we probably have tios that look like a leprechaun in the hood. Not gonna lie, we have a fucking.
That fool was ugly as fuck.
Yeah, a tio Raul that looks like that or some shit.
Older perverted?
Yeah,
and short as fuck. Yeah.
Old perverted and
short.
Short,
yeah.
And
likes titties, clearly.
Yeah.
He's the one, like, you just say hi to, you don't hug. As for girls.
That's a real thing.
You know what's crazy? I've never encountered, like, a creep. Well, I'm a guy, but also, like, my sisters, but like, my sisters, they've like you know, like us, as Latinos, we laugh about this, right?
Yeah.
Which is something we probably shouldn't laugh about, but we do. Like, oh, that fucking creepy deal that probably used to fuck goats back in the rancho. But my sister, like, all our uncles are cool. They're like, it's like their friends that are always happen to end up being fucking creeps or something.
I know. They're like, vente, mija.
And I was like, whoa. Te miras buena. Like, whoa.
Como tu mamá. And they're like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Yeah, now you like it.
Whoa.
They've been taking it too far. Like,
dog. Okay, sorry. Continue. Continue on that story.
Oh, no. And then, you know, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, see,
they've been around. They're good
around. And honestly, they're long lasting.
Yeah, I really
cereal.
Want some now, but I think there's carbs in it.
They don't get too soggy.
Okay, have you guys ever had cereal with warm milk?
Yes.
My mom eats incredible. Cereal with warm milk. Yeah.
It's actually good.
It's actually good.
One time
if I wasn't so lazy with cereal, like I just want cereal like this, Like, I would try it. I would do it more.
What do you do? You put it, like, in a pan and warm it up?
I think you put the milk in the microwave. You heat the milk up first, and then you put the... It's good.
You want to know some, you want some fat shit? My fucking crackhead dad taught me. That fool, he one time put sugar in the milk.
Yeah. You've done that before, Josh?
Like a bunch?
No, not like, but like a, just like regular milk. Oh, like, okay. And he's like, to give it flavor. I think I, at the moment, I probably didn't like milk. Mm. And now that I think about it, like, that's it. Super fucking unhealthy and fat. And the one that might die soon. Fuck.
You're not going to die soon.
No, I've been at the gym.
That's right.
Yee, I like that photo that you posted.
Vic took it.
It's my boy.
It's my boy. I was going to say something. Fuck.
We're talking about cereal. How the way you eat cereal. Have you cut up bananas with cereal?
Yes. You're only supposed to do that on...
Cornflakes.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches. No.
Oh, no.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
Frosted Flakes and Honey Bunches. And by the way, Frosted Flakes promoted their cereal like no other fucking brand ever.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, yeah.
That fucking tiger. I love that fucker.
Great. Wow. Tony.
Tony the Tiger.
All right. You guys are ready for another CNR? Tony the Tiger. Oh. The Lucky Charms Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. Tony the Tiger, Lucky Charms Leprechaun. The Rice Krispies Swirls.
Ooh. Okay. Can we take out the Leprechaun food because we just did him? Okay. Can we do Tony the Tiger?
Rice Krispies Fools?
The Rice Krispies Fools and the Apple Jacks.
Cinnamon?
No. I know which one. Rice Krispies Fools?
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger?
Tony Tiger and Cookie Crisp.
Oh, yes.
Damn, you guys are old.
You know Cookie Crisp.
What about, we're leaving out Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
right?
we're leaving out Captain Crunch.
Toucan Sam.
Oh.
All right, well, fucking hurry up. Which one? Ooh, the fucking Trix.
Oh, fuck. Ooh,
that's the Bunny Rabbit?
The Rabbit.
Okay, we got it. All right, Tony the Tiger for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be Tony the Tiger, Trix, and probably Toucan or the Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch classic.
So
okay, those three?
So Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Trix. Rabbit. And you pick between the Captain Crunch or Toucan.
Captain Crunch. All right. Okay. Tony the Tiger is, he has too much energy, so carne asada. It's carne asada. And this is going
base. By the way, shout out to Burger King. But I wish that this was a McDonald's coffee. Nadie me quiere.
Todos me odian. Qué bueno, gusanito. Okay. Trix. And we're going base these off what I remember, not specifically the cereal. But Tony the Tiger... He's too fucking energetic, but I love his energy.
Yeah.
So, carne asada, because I want him at the party. Okay, you know what? He's my Nino.
He's you.
He's my Nino.
He has ADHD for sure.
That's why they did. And then the fucking bunny, the Trix fool, carne asada, but he can't be my Nino because I never been a chick in my life.
You are confusing Tony the Tiger with Tigger.
No, Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I know, but Tigger is the right. One that, yeah, but that's all he does. Tigger's the one that's jumping around everywhere.
No, he did some shit like that too. Okay. Where he would play sports with the kids.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, I guess that could be my Nino. He was a cool ass fool.
He was present.
Yeah, he was present. Yeah. And then the Trix. Oh, fuck. Okay, nah. Okay, Captain Crunch would be carne asada. That's what brings the vibe there every once in a while, but too much. It's like, you know, too much Captain Crunch is too much. Mm-hmm. And then the Trix could be my rival. Just because I'll never be a chick in my life.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
And they didn't even spell trick right. Dumbasses.
Okay. Rival is Captain Crunch. I never really liked his cereal.
Whoa.
What cereal of him is good?
Captain Crunch.
The Crunchberries.
Yeah. The Crunchberries are fire.
With the red and blueberries.
There's so many other ones that are so much better that you reach for before Captain Crunch. Yeah. Cornflakes is fucking...
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. You do so much with that shit. You could have fucking... You could have strawberries. You could have bananas. You could fucking... I don't know. It's fucking good.
You know what's crazy? I like
even the regular ones. I don't need to be Frosted Flakes for me to fuck with it. Like, I fuck with it. Fuck with it.
Well, they're so bomb at fucking Yogurtland. You could chew them as one of your toppings.
That part.
True. Part. I like eating them dry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just off the box?
Frosted Flakes, yeah.
Hell yeah. You wrecked.
Yeah, shout out Frosted Flakes. You're going to be Nino. Because you were present. You were playing with the kids. Yeah, I need a babysitter sometimes. You need to fucking be around. Just kidding.
Woo! Somewhere on.
Hey, once his OnlyFans hits,
By the way,
I'll be a fucking millionaire.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah. To the OnlyFans.
Pre-subscribe.
You guys, to catch Letty on OnlyFans is at Letty the Juggers. Yeah. OnlyFans slash back OnlyFans right here.
Letty the Juggers is wild. Fat Leche.
Fat Leche.
Fat Leche.
Fat Leche Leticia. Okay.
And then... wait, I'm not finished with CNR.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Rival was... Oh, Captain Crunch. I don't really fuck with him. Nino was
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
And then the Tricks.
He'll come to the Carnesada because he looks like he's entertaining. Like he's running around with the kids the whole time.
Yeah, but
he's definitely good for Easter. Easter's coming up.
Yeah, but that was also a bad influence.
And you know what? His yogurts, I always wanted to
whoa,
try those yogurts.
The yogurts.
Yeah,
okay.
I always wanted to try the yogurts. The swirly yogurts. Yeah.
He has the best off-brand shit.
Yeah.
He does. The yogurts were...
He did a franchise,
yeah,
a spinoff.
Yeah, he did a franchise. Yeah. He branded himself really well.
Yeah.
Funo Cap, the yogurts were fire.
Look, fucking yogurts
were fire. Hey.
Oh, Mac.
You know what's crazy? Aiden's little badass just had one of these, and I stole it from that food. Yeah. Fuck that food.
Oh, they got the combo?
Yeah, that's crazy.
These are fire.
I'm going to go Tricks with it.
Wow.
And you know what? He has some of the best ice cream, too.
Yeah. Facts.
Wow.
Nostalgia.
This is all tough. I'm going to run through it quick, though. I'm going to do, as much as I love Captain Crunch, that should be cutting your mouth. Top of your mouth.
You're right. It has like little holes in it, or like once you start eating it.
Damn, now that you're bringing all this back, fuck Captain Crunch.
It'll cut the roof of your mouth.
It gets low key like the beaner wheels.
Yeah.
The beaner wheels sometimes.
Oh, it's super soggy.
Yeah.
No, but like the holes in it, like.
Yeah.
Gets crazy.
Yeah, okay, so that's gonna be my rival.
I'm switching mine up too. That was my rival too. Yeah, fuck
gang,
that.
Gang.
I think Frosted Flakes. It's got to be my Nino. Loyal, always there. You could use it with other stuff. You leave it by itself.
Yeah, it's so good.
That definitely comes through on a Domingo.
Yeah, very versatile.
Bags.
Yeah.
And he's fit too. Like, he's like the cool Nino.
That was like the hot uncle.
Yeah, legit.
I don't have any of those. But
the hot uncle?
Came from somewhere.
And then I'll say Tricks, the silly rabbit. That's a
carnitada.
Because having the yogurt and
the
all
yogurt
that.
Is like,
and then he got a fire slogan. Yeah. Silly rabbit tricks are for kids. Like, come on, how many of us like know that?
Yeah, all of us.
Damn.
It's that slogan, and then it ain't tricking if you got it. Like, it's literally hand in hand.
Yeah, literally.
You know what? Yeah, fuck Captain Crunch.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He
wants to be the Monopoly guy so bad.
He's an OG.
Yeah, no, I know, but now that I think about it, like, it's only the Captain Crunch and that shit, and you gotta add a hell of sugar to it.
Yeah,
you got to. Or maybe I'm just fat, but fuck it. You know what? I'm with all that.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger is our fucking Nino.
Yeah.
For the pot, and then Tricks is the carnitada.
And then rival Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
If you like Captain Crunch, I'm looking at you weird. Like, if that's your favorite, that's a little bit weird.
Maybe you just like pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like pain.
Yeah, that's just fucked you up.
And you guys didn't order food?
No. Fuck, I ate Yoshinoya, wey. You like Yoshinoya?
Usually we order food. Pero tienes? Aquí ahorita?
Yoshinoya? No.
No, you ate it.
You know what I do have? Some hot chirros if you want some.
No, I don't think that's... I think it has carbs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, shout out to us. Duno.
Oh, my origin story.
Yes, I've been waiting.
Let's get to it.
Hold on, let me down this coffee.
Let's get to that.
Yeah.
Shout out Smack and T-Rail. These motherfuckers have been controlling my whole life with their slogans.
Facts.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's spread onto all of us.
Have they taken anything from you? Like Jorniado or fucking Legend? Nah,
and that's because it's different because we know English. They don't know Spanish.
Mm. But you Legend.
Legend. Shout out my brothers, man. Mm. I love them to death.
Okay. Duno had a party here for the family and friends. And I was family and friends. Thank God.
A comida.
Yeah, he had a comida. And so I brought the boys. And then I sat next to your mom, which was really nice. Me and your mom, guess what? Even if me and you don't work out, me and her, we gonna be good.
Crack my mom?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
But like homegirls. Like she knows. I love you. She knows like I want the best for you, all of that. She could see it. Cause I feel like sometimes even when guys get blinded, the girls around them can catch it. Your sisters can catch it, your mom can catch it, your homegirls can catch it when the people around you are good or not, right?
My mom's definitely like a good friend detector.
Yeah. And so she was talking to me, and as we've gotten like closer throughout the fucking weeks,
throughout the years, really.
Yeah, but like more so recently because of just the proximity.
Yeah.
So I sat next to her, and she's just talking to me about like you. And she was like, "Tú sabes que una vez," should I say it in Spanish?
You said it in English,
Okay, that one time, when you grew up, She's like, tú sabes, el Danny se llevó muy bien con una niña en nuestros apartamentos, en nuestra vecindad, ¿verdad? Donde, where we grew up, where he was growing up. He was probably like 4 or 5, and he would always be with this girl. You already know who it is.
Yeah, yeah, shout out my dog.
Well, I don't know if you shout out her right now. Y un día me llegó que me dijo que la Kenya le dijo, oh, tu papá nunca está allí. Tu papá siempre está, like, he's never there. He doesn't live with you guys. Your dad never lives with you guys. Your dad isn't around. And then that Duno told her, well, your dad beats your mom. So I would rather my dad not be around than hit my mom. And
I said that?
Yes. Yeah. That
okay,
they
maybe
went
we gotta
to her,
bleep her name.
Wait, yes.
We gotta bleep her name.
that they went to your mom a reclamarla, like, oh my God, Danny dijo eso. But it's like, that was your origin story, like, of you coming back at somebody that clowned you with a clown right back. And that probably was worse.
Yeah.
And that's Duno.
That
is that
sounds
not
like
Duno?
You today.
That is you today.
Damn, I said that?
Yeah.
Damn,
that he's
I'm
like,
a piece
well,
of
well
shit.
Your dad. Yeah. No, oh, well, my dad's never here. Your dad hits your mom. That's what you said. Yeah. And when your mom told me that, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yo, how did you even know that?
And he's like, estaba chiquito como 4 or 5. I'm like, already?
That's
already with the comebacks.
So
that must have been after you got left at the tunnels.
So that was your origin story.
Yeah.
That's our theory.
Yeah.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's the day Daniel became Duno. Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
yeah,
so
crazy,
tough.
Right? You're crazy.
Damn, that's a diamond.
But she was telling me stories of just about all of you guys.
I've always been like a wild card, huh?
And she was telling me, like, Adriana is the one that, like, you guys don't fuck with. Like, you guys can, like, go back and forth with other motherfuckers. Like, even she was talking about, like, just the recent weeks, you coming and people disagreeing about certain shit. But, like, if yeah. Adriana says some shit, you guys are going to listen to her. And I was like, I see that. Yeah.
She's, like, the middle child, but she's also, like, she's our mediator.
Reason. Yeah, voice of reason. She's the balance. Because everybody else is going to be extreme. Of course, it's extreme time, emotional time.
Yeah.
But she's going to be like, boom, this is what we're doing and this is what we're not doing.
I don't even think I've ever seen Adriana cry before.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know what? One of the last times I remember Adriana arguing was with my dad. She's like, you're not even here. I'm here. And I don't even fucking like him. But that's just her way of saying I love you, I think. Mm-hmm. But for her to argue back, you have to, like, trip on her. But she's also like down to get down and shit.
Hell yeah.
I used to like fight with her a lot.
Yeah. But she was telling me like that's kind of the one that like no one really fucks with.
Yeah, no, she's like mediator. Like I remember when her and Cookie jumped Erica. That was a good time. I wasn't there.
Time?
No, but
so
but I
his
it was
two
a,
his oldest sister got jumped by his two middle sisters.
That's cause the Erica said something to Adriana. Uh huh. And the Cookie was like, bitch, don't be fucking telling her nothing, bitch. Yeah. She like, fuck you too, bitch. And then it was like, let's jump her. And they jumped her.
And
they jumped her on my
desk. Like your sisters.
Yeah,
for it they... happens though. I fought with my sister. Like,
but imagine like I wasn't. I thank God I left because I would have had to pack all 3 of them out.
Yeah.
And that's fast. Look at my sister. We getting
and then
down.
They would have bonded packing you out.
Yeah, but then I'm taking fades, full back to back. I'm kicking shit. But that was like they were all in a very like. But like Erica was way like Erica now has grown a lot. Shout out my sister.
Yeah.
She's grown. So has Cookie. So has Adriana. But I think Erica told Adriana something, and Cookie was like, "Don't fucking tell her nothing, bitch." And then she was like, "Well, fuck you too." And they were like, "Let's jump her." And they jumped her ass. They and what's it called? They jumped her at my tia's house, like after like a party or something.
Yeah.
And then she got hopped. And it's like to them, it's kind of like. To my tias, we're like the black sheep of the family, but we're also the most loving ones. Like, I have a
you
really close.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I love my tias. So they were like trying to separate him, and they said they would grab Cookie, and then Adriana was soccer, and then they'll grab Adriana, and then Cookie was soccer, and then they grabbed both of them, and then Erica soccer. It was vibes.
They were angry.
They love each other. Though. You guys see how they hang out?
Oh yeah.
Kick it, drink a beer. Yeah, but Adriana is that type. Like the world's ending, Adriana's gonna be like, oh, it's okay. We'll be okay. Just get a beer.
And they all legit look the same age.
Really?
Your sisters don't look older than the other. I couldn't tell it unless you told me.
Yeah, you would have to like
explain.
Tell us. Yeah. Oh, this one's the oldest. This one, like, it's, you know what I'm saying?
I could. I would obviously that myself. I know.
Yeah.
But like, if I didn't know them, I would know based off their Instagram. Yeah.
Okay,
like,
what is the older Instagram? What can
like,
I tell you?
Erica, obviously we do social media, but Erica posts this like, okay, like.
I'm older than Erica.
How old is Monica? She's older than you?
2 years older than I am.
Okay. Erica posts like, let's just say like Okay, when Monica posted, you're like, cringe.
No.
No?
Okay. She does like her cute little like aesthetic post.
Okay, yeah. Erica.
Just say it.
She posted like a chunt. Like, I want to fix her Instagram for her.
Okay, is she quotes? The type? Yeah, I was about to say, she posts quotes, but on the feed?
Yeah. Oh, let me check. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then Adriana's more like family. Adriana does boomerangs.
Okay.
Erica don't do boomerangs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Erica would be like, okay, there's just a way to break it down for y'all. Erica posts a link, but doesn't, they can't press the link. She just copies and pastes the thing and puts it like, you know what I'm saying?
She's still learning.
You fucking, you can't press the link on Erica's story.
Yeah.
You got to like copy and paste.
She still uses like filters from Instagram. Sepia.
That shit have got me dead. Shout out Erica. Fucking tuned.
Okay. And then
Cookie's only 2 years old. Three
Cookie's
years old.
Cookie's vibes.
Yeah. Cookie's vibe. Cookie. Vibes. Cookie like has like a highlight for her shoe game of the day and shit like that. But Erica's a tuned twin. But you know, they don't know what I do for a living. But like.
Do you think, which one do you think would do better at TikToks, Erica or Adriana? I know it's Cookie.
From them two? Yeah. Probably Erica. Oh, let me show you guys.
Erica's TikToks would be with Aiden.
And her food.
Oh, yeah.
Aiden is
which hilarious. Is fire.
Which is fire. Dude, I tried the costillas finally. That
damn, you fools. You fools trying. Damn, dog.
Molly was fire, too.
I'm trying to invest in my sister. She's not with it.
What do you mean she's not with
I'm
it?
I'm trying to, I was like, hey, I'll buy you a truck. I just need 10%, whatever you make after that. Look, for you, I just want to make 10% of anything you make. So who knows? If you make fucking X amount of money every day, then I just need the little cut. And that's how you pay me back in after that. And you keep, But she's like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck you then.
I felt the same way with my sister because she's really good at hair. Her hair game is on point.
On point?
She's like a cosmetologist.
And you're like, I want to invest in you.
And I'm like, let me like push you that like you do hair and you can get appointments. And she's just, it's not in her right now. But she's the shit to me.
Fire
like,
at it.
You know, so sometimes with, at least with girls that cut hair, dicen que tienen buena mano. ¿Verdad, Angie?
Yeah.
Irene? It's like a thing. If they cut your hair and your hair grows back really good, or they dye your hair really nice, it's that. And my sister has that.
But also energy based, right?
Definitely energy based.
Because that's why I like. Yeah. Yeah, I met Monica. She's vibes.
She's vibes.
And what's it called? We met your little niece too.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah, she was cute.
Oh, my little baby. You met Olivia. That's the youngest.
We opened the door. She was like,
yeah.
I was like, she was like, I was like, all right.
She's my little baby girl. Like, they're the girls I never have. Shout out to the baby that was.
By the way, you guys, Lefty wants to start an OnlyFans, and we're out here for it.
It's get me pregnant. It's the OnlyFans. Anyway, speaking of pregnancy, we got to big up this couple.
Oh, shout out this couple.
Big up this couple, because I didn't believe it. So first of all, it happened at the live show. Angie met a couple. That was like, hey, we are like, how much pregnant were they, Angie? They were just like, they're about to pop.
Yeah, 7-8 months.
Yeah, and the girl was like, whatever the name is that Letty likes, that she never tells the world. Remember, I've talked about this name that I want for my daughter, but I make everyone sign NDAs so that I can tell them.
Yeah,
right. I don't want the world to know because I legit want it for my daughter. She's like, whatever that name is, we'll name our kid that. And so we called them on the podcast a few weeks ago. We didn't air it because even then I'm like, I don't trust it. I don't just feel like if we air this and then it doesn't happen, I'm going to feel stupid.
And also like they were driving in the
it was a lot going on.
Yeah, the reception was a little.
The reception was off and everything. Yeah. Shout out this couple though.
Yeah. Shout out the couple because then they sent me a photo of the actual baby girl that was born. And they named her the name. Should I give the name out now that the name's been given?
Yeah, it's out in the world. No. She's a beautiful baby girl.
Well, I mean, nobody else would know it unless they follow them, right?
Yeah, but I feel like, I think it's dope. Uh-huh. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, but shout out. The guy's name is Peter Michael or Mikey Vasquez. I want to say the girl's name, but I don't have it on me.
Shout out her too, though.
Yeah. Their daughter is beautiful. I looked at this baby girl and I'm like, my daughter. Like, do not bring me around her. I'll be like in the crime where they steal the babies.
Oh.
Okay.
Like,
godmother.
Like, you just had her for me. Like, God just had my daughter through you. No, she's beautiful. She looks like what the name should be. And it makes me really, like, I'm really happy that you guys named her this. And so I just said, I'm not going to have this kid anymore.
For you, I'm going to read it?
Yeah.
Amara Yareli Vasquez.
So Amara is
Amara.
The name. Yeah,
I said it Paisa vibe.
No, no, but Amara is the name that I liked a lot, and I liked it because I love Pac. Pac's middle name, it was Tupac Amaru, but I didn't want to be so like direct to say Amaru. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I want a girl, so I want to change the Amaru to Amara. And then in Spanish, like how he said it, Amara, it means like ella Amara, like she will love.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will always, like, I love that, like, meaning. And then I also, like, water and mar is in there. Like,
yeah.
Mar
yeah.
is part of Amara. And that was a name that I always wanted. Man, literally, I swear to God, since
that's a dope name.
Shout out
since
Dan.
Forever. Yeah. And they didn't even know the meaning of the name.
Nah, yeah.
They were just like, whatever your name, it could be fucking Sejifredo.
Oh, we got to talk about
shout
that.
Shout out Vic's dad's name, yeah. Sejifredo. But, like, they would have named him that. Named that child that. And so, yeah. And it just fits. Like, that little baby girl looks like Amara Yareli.
That's so dope. So
it's crazy to think that we have impact on people like yeah. that. Yeah. Like, we sit here and talk shit and we yeah. fight. We had a hard week last week,
yeah.
And we'll talk shit, man. Fuck you, fuck this, yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. But then when you send that in the group chat, I was like, ah, this shit lucky worked.
That's why
this.
We did
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Like, because
and well, you know what's crazy? I never said fuck Duno, but clearly he said. No. That's why he's like, fuck you, fuck big, fuck. I'm like, damn, what? We didn't say it back. Then you
yeah,
say fuck
yeah,
Duno.
No, no, no.
We said, damn, we care about Duno. Like,
not what yeah. I meant. You know.
Well,
I mean.
You guys know. If he says fuck you, he loves you.
Yeah, true, yeah. True.
But for them to name a whole baby after something we have clowned about, talked yeah. about, because obviously we clown on it, but you're very like in. I think it's also like a girl thing, but you're yeah. deep in like
yeah.
meaning for everything.
That means yeah. a lot to me. That yeah. means a lot to me. And I told him, send me somewhere where I can send you stuff.
Yeah.
Because legit, like that is a name that I always wanted. Literally, I'm coming to terms with that. I will never have another child.
Would you ever adopt?
Probably not, to be honest.
I feel like I would adopt, to be honest.
I know. I think it's beautiful for people that do adopt. Mm-hmm. I just really feel like I would be putting expectation on a child that I would feel bad for that child. Because I want a girl. I want a little Letty. I want that mini. And, you know, it's like it's probably my selfishness of wanting a girl, wanting a little me, wanting an Amara or whatever. But
Amara.
Yeah. So...
That's crazy. I feel yeah. like, honestly, I've
but
always...
But that makes me feel really happy that yeah. she's out there in the world.
Yeah. One day that people are going to ask her, like, oh, how'd you get your name?
Yep.
And then, like,
break it down.
Okay, there was cool. this podcast back in the day. True.
But
Loki, like,
even the name of, like, yeah. I really thought about this name. And yeah. I've been holding on to it. And it's funny because in Creed 2, they named their kid Amara. And I was like, fuck, I got so mad at Jorge.
No way.
Yeah, and it was like a few years back, and I was like, they're fucking taking our name. More and more people are going to know fucking Amara, and I'm sure people know Amara. I'm sure I did not make that name up.
Yeah.
But like when they named it, I'm like, see, Jorge, woo! And it was just a lot. So, yeah.
Shout out Amara.
So you guys didn't go watch Creed 3?
I haven't. No, he went to watch it with the boys.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, yeah. like, he took you to see Creed 2 and you're yelling at him in the theater. Yeah. He's like, I didn't do that, dude.
Well, that's why he shouldn't go to Creed 3.
Yeah. It brings me back flashbacks. Talking about your boys.
Fuck you, fool. Hey, when are you getting married, bitch? Come on. Talk about it. Huh?
Soon.
Very soon?
Soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
We just push the timeline up.
You're invited.
Yeah. Your girl Googled California married that she's been believing you this whole time. Oh. Like, hey, this is not a real thing.
By the way,
he said this California custom to be together 10 years before yeah. you talk about marriage.
It's funny because fucking Jorgito was here for when we had the comida and it's yeah. all my different homies and shit. And that food just comes in with the glove.
Yeah, he yeah. wanted to.
And
he
then we just start telling him to suck the homies and we're like, hit him in the nuts. We're about to hit him and then Jorge's like, no, don't hit him in the nuts.
Was he doing that?
Yeah.
I didn't see. I was talking to your mom.
We're making that food hit the homies in the face and in the nuts.
He's down.
I know. He
uppercut Jorge last night.
Shit.
And then Jorge got mad at him. I'm like, why are you getting mad? You literally are training this kid to be Canelo. Do not get mad when he does Canelo shit to you.
Yeah, I'm excited for that fool to be like a dope, like a really dope, when he becomes a dope fighter and is like
yeah.
world
yeah.
champ and that, you know, that fool's getting shocked and seeing you cry, I'm all for it.
Like all the millions though, that.
it's yeah. worth the putazos, huh?
It's, well, for him, as long as he's doing what he loves, I'm not going to yeah. force him into it. But if he's doing it because he loves it, I'm all for it.
He loves that shit
yeah.
already.
So. Yeah. I shock me. And it's funny because you square up with him and he's like, and that fool's like trying to like, he's like dodgy shit. I'm like, yeah. food.
You're fine.
You know better than me, okay?
Speaking of fights, shout out to Zurdo Rosado. Shout out to fucking Zurdo that came. I also interviewed Gabe Rosado, but as a team, we interviewed our guy Zurdo. Zurdo's not his real name. That's his nickname. What is a Zurdo?
Lefty.
Zurdo's a lefty.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, so like, So like soccer players be like, oh, es zurdo. And they're usually more deadly.
So he's southpaw then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lefty, so and they're usually more like a lot of people we're all righty, so we usually fight with like our backhand back here. But this fool, most people that are lefty could use their righty even as equal as they could use their left. Uh-huh. So that's a dangerous thing because if they throw like a jab, it's fucking powerful to them. Like when I chuck a dad with this one, it's not it. When I chuck a dad with this one, it's cracking.
It. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But with the left, that ain't the same.
That is crazy.
Double wankers.
Double wankers with the left.
But shout out to Zuru, though. He came by. We interviewed him. Good dude. Tall as fuck.
Tall. Yeah.
From Sinaloa.
He's way too tall.
Yeah, that was a plebe.
And he wanted everybody to know that he's handsome.
Dog. And he was flirting with you?
He said it about four times.
He said, because we're like, oh, what do you have that like Rosado doesn't have? He's like, oh, well, yeah, this, I'm that, and I'm handsome.
That fool was trying
but
to
like,
crack
he
you.
Would, wants to, he wanted the fucking, stop you are doing. Handsome, right? No, I'm saying he wanted the... The you know the you are like oh my god, now that you mention it, hey, yo. You're so fucking fine. Like,
hey yo, I didn't see that before, bro. Yeah, you got the face of an angel.
Yeah,
like you piece of shit.
So when he said it, we're like, I was like, I'm sure all the girls like are down.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, and he did. Now
did
that
he follow
about,
you after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he follow you after?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Why you? Probably misunderstanding. It was probably a misunderstanding.
He probably followed Rose Crown Vic.
Rose Crown Vic.
Hey, we need to dead that fool. We need to jump him.
He's actually cool. He's actually a fan.
You know Rose Crown Vic?
Yeah, shout him out sometimes.
Shout out Rose Crown Vic.
Shout out Rose Crown Vic.
Yeah. Like
If Zurdo followed you, let us know.
I know, yeah. Pass it back over here, buddy.
Someone had tagged you as like Champagne Vic. Like they did a post and it's us and they tagged Champagne Vic.
Really?
I swear to God, I need to look for it.
You have a Finsta?
Nah, I don't.
You have a Finsta?
I'm going to look while you guys.
Do you have a Finsta, Letty?
Do I have a Finsta?
Okay, can we go back?
Brown Bag Pod. But Zurdo Rosado.
Brown Bag Pod.
That's what I mean.
Finsta. Okay.
Shut up. Don't act like you don't either.
I don't. Can we start your OnlyFans?
Amara Yareli is so beautiful.
Not for my purposes.
Oh, this baby is so cute. I'm obsessed with children. Pause.
Oh.
Not like that, but like literally baby fever. I know you guys can't see, but she is so cute.
She's beautiful.
She's so cute.
And we're not going to put her baby out there because what if you guys give her a hole?
Yeah, true.
But we're going to, you know what I do want to talk about? And it's just automatically culo, but you guys missed the old topics. Cool or culo? Logic piece of shit ass. Fucking ugly piece of shit.
Yeah.
Confused looking. Benjamin Button disease. Hate my fucking life ass motherfucker. Don't you ever disrespect today was a good day.
Yeah, he
ever again in your life. That shit was crazy, dog.
He did a cover.
Yeah.
If that's what we want to call it.
Yeah.
He did a cover of Today Was a Good Day.
Wow.
And it was not a good day.
It was not a good day. And then he did some wild shit, right, Vic?
Yeah, he just doubled down on the cringe.
You're going to break that table, get off it.
Yeah. Talk
about Oh, hey. Yeah, he doubled down on the cringeness with him saying, like, he's going to do a whole... cover
project.
Album of all 90s songs that like are classics and just ruin all of our favorite songs basically. So he just started threatening like, yo, if you guys don't stop it, I'm gonna do more. And then he did like some super cringe. What did he
just
say?
Just read that comment. Just read it. Just read it. Read it out loud.
Oh, it says, it's okay. So yeah, World Star posted, who do y'all think has the best podcast out right now? And this fan actually is like, he's a fan of all our world. What's it called?
Podcast world?
No, it was like when there's multiple things that we are kind of associated to. Like Realm.
Realm.
How do you say it?
Realm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He tagged Brown Bag with Letty Duno and Champagne Vic 1 and the back on Fig with T-Rell Heather and Smack. Yeah. And
who the fuck is Champagne
Vic 1?
Champagne
Vic 1?
And then I just pressed on his page. This looks nothing like you, buddy. Maybe in a couple months.
Is that Champagne Vic?
With the shirt off?
Put buff.
Definitely
not. He probably thought it was you.
Damn.
I'm going to screenshot this and it's a thing.
Give me a lot of credit.
But how do we feel about that, you guys?
It's trash. It's cringe. It's
I don't like how he like was like, oh, yeah, I text with Ice Cube and he told me to keep doing me. Yeah. That still doesn't mean that what you did was cringe, dog. That means he probably talked to you and Ice Cube probably not even know what was going on. Like,
probably,
do you fool.
He's probably not an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
No,
he's
Ice Cube is an asshole.
Yeah, I think people have said Ice Cube's an asshole, especially the West Coast. It totally doesn't help.
Mm. Yeah.
So he should have been an asshole like he is.
It just should have came
in
from
all the films
Ice
where he's
Cube
a mad cop.
That he liked it versus Logic that
same.
Ice Cube told him it was fine.
Imagine he texts him and he's like, hey, bro, you mad? everything good. And then he, like, Ice Cube's probably just like, fucking idiot logic just hitting me up again. Nah, bro, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Don't worry about it. You're good. Yeah.
How do you think he got Ice Cube's number?
Okay, so he, so he had Pops. No, he had Pops from John Friday. Witherspoon? John Witherspoon. Yeah. On R. his R. first album in a skit. Mm. So I'm thinking somehow that's got to do with, that kind of came together. Yeah. Maybe when Pops passed or something.
Yeah. Ice Cube needs to change his number.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's son wasn't fucking with it.
He was not fucking with it.
Yeah.
No, I think he also said something like, it's cool, do your thing, but keep my mom out the.
Yeah, keep my mom out your mouth. Because in that song, he's clearly talking about his mom. It just doesn't sound good. And you know what? There was a fan that pointed this out, that Mac Miller at one point did some kind of like vibe session similar to like how it looked, where it's him, it's his homie on a guitar, it's his other homie. And Mac Miller did the same stuff.
But they were fucking with it.
People were fucking with it because with Mac, it was authentic. You could tell it's just free-flowing. He's just having vibe sessions similar to Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk.
It's just him, like, vibing. And a lot of jazz and soul sessions happen like that, where it's just people pick up the instruments, they vibe, and they're singing, and they're doing stuff like that. And so when Mac did it, it seemed very authentic. Whereas when Logic did it versus N, when Logic does a lot of stuff, it just seems more calculated, pandering. It just doesn't seem authentically him, you know. So it's just a very odd, like, it's just an odd reasoning.
It seemed forced, and it seemed like attention seeking vibes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is kind of like,
to me, it just sucks overall.
Yeah, it just wasn't good. And then maybe we'd be cool with it if it was good. Low key, Post Malone is a good singer. Mm-hmm. Can really go into that acoustic, like flipping shit or whatever. It's just not Logic, and he's trying. So good for him for trying. He does everything, right?
Yeah.
He's going to try Twitch. He's going to try rapping, acting, all of that. It didn't hit. And then for him to double down on it, like threatening us, nah, I'm going to do fucking all of him. Now what?
Then I'm going to do a Christmas album. What?
The little minion.
Then I'm going to do Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What? Yeah. Do you like him? What if he wanted to do a vlog with you?
Oh.
He probably will. That's gross.
What, if I asked me to do a vlog?
Yeah.
You got to be on my way. My way or the highway.
And what would your way be?
We do an acoustic.
Like, what if he wants to go tagging with you?
Or what if he wants you to do MC Magic songs, acoustic versions with him?
Anything for the bag.
No, MC
by
Magic,
the way, by the way, I seen a preview today. Guess who's sampling Soulfly?
Oh, I saw De Oro.
De Oro, dog. Which we just had. Yeah. Which we just had.
Do you think we inspired that?
Dog, he's sampling Soul Fly by MB Writers, MC Magic.
Dope.
I'm going to play this shit. Or we might get flag. Fuck
it. Shout out our Primo De Oro.
It's about to be a hard summer. But dude, this fool fucking is sampling this shit.
Oh my gosh. You guys, my first boyfriend just sent me an email.
An email?
Yes.
Fuck.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What happened?
Breaking news. Breaking
what
news.
What the fuck?
He heard you getting OnlyFans.
I'm
going
to send this to Jorge to fucking
get your
jealous.
Your first boyfriend, like, ever?
My first boyfriend ever. I swear
can
to
I
God.
Read it? Can I read it?
Yes. Okay, but let me tell you about him first. Okay. Can I tell you about him first?
People are going to think we're lying about this.
I know.
This is real.
This is literally real. Okay. I just looked at my email, and then right here it says Luis Castillo, and then the title is Old Classmate.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, wait. Before you.
Just an old friend.
Hey. Oh, yeah, bitch. You ever gonna DDM and get some dick with some Soulfly? That's all y'all getting, motherfuckers. We need to pay the bills. Hey. Go to his Twitter.
Okay.
Whoa, old class.
Okay, let me tell you about him first. Most romantic boyfriend I ever had, and then it was just from there. And we're seven. We're seven. We had went to go see Velveteen Rabbit. It was like a play. It's a.
You went on a date at 7 years old?
No, we didn't
go
on a date. We went on a field trip. But when we were going on the field trip.
Parents?
At work. But when we were on field trip with school, he was like, hey, Letty, when we sit down, you can sit next to me if you want.
And then
I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then he's like, and if you want to hold my hand, you can. And it was just the cutest thing. It was an old theater because it was a play. So we're there and we're sitting down. So it was really cute. We sat next to each other. There was a girl named Kelsey behind us, and she was like, L plus L equals love. And then I was like, no, it doesn't. It equals, oh, stupid. And then he was like, well, it can equal love. And then that's how he asked me to be his girlfriend. Literally, it was nothing. No, we were seven, fucker. We were 7 years old.
With love, fool. I was eating
crack. Had Riz.
Okay, no, wait, let me tell you about this because it gets deeper, dog. Okay, so we are like hold hands once in a while at the lunch line at school. Yeah. The next year, this fucking bitch named Michelle comes to fucking school. If I knew her last name, I would say her last name.
Michelle, you dumbass ugly bitch.
Fucking bitch ass Michelle.
Fucking whore ass bitch.
And on Valentine's Day, she gave him the fucking Green Ranger fucking Valentine's card. Damn. And then he started talking to her and holding hands with her. And I said, fuck you, Michelle. And then that's where Luis went to another school. Que bueno, el güey. But now he found me.
Wow.
This is that fool, okay? You read it. You
Michelle,
read it.
You fucking dirtbag ass whore.
Fuck, I wish I knew her name. Fucking stupid ass bitch, Michelle.
Okay, so old classmate. Hello, my name is Luis. This may seem a little out of the ordinary, but I was just curious. I attended Benjamin Franklin Elementary from 1992 to 1994. Holy shit.
See, I told you he went for a little bit, then he left.
I had a friend in the class, and her name was Letty Martinez. I saw your photo, and you looked really familiar. So I was just curious if you attended that elementary around that time.
Ooh, I still look young.
I swear, this isn't a creepy email. La Fala. Shout out him. If he was La Fala, he's not so much of a creep. But great punctuation, great commas everywhere.
Grammar's good.
I've always had a fond memory of her. Since I moved away, I never knew what came of her. If you are her, I'm so happy that life has been so good to you and your family. I truly hope that continues to bring you happiness and good health. At least he didn't ask to, like, for some titty pics.
I don't know.
If I already know.
That low-key sounds like, send me them titties. Like, that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
If this is him, we just got a new Brownback fan.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Links
he's been you guys, watching. He's been thinking about me this whole time.
Yo, he's been watching.
What the fuck is a fond memory, bitch?
He's watching, and he's like, I think I know that girl.
Okay, low-key, the fact that I still am recognizable since I was young, shout out me.
Yeah. Facts, yeah. Facts. Yeah. 1992 was a long time ago.
Yeah. Told you he wasn't there for long. He left. Stupid bitch ass Michelle.
I truly hope that life continues to bring you happiness and good health.
That's really nice.
It's
a nice email.
That's a really
this
nice
can only go two ways. He's generally happy for you, or he's a fucking serial killer. Yeah. And Luis, we don't know what you're gonna say, dog.
Or he's horns.
Or he's horns.
He just got a divorce. And he's horns.
What if
he wants me to reply, well, actually, my life is not doing well.
it might seem all glossy on the outside.
I thought about you, too, this whole time.
Everything that glitters ain't gold.
You know, you're the most romantic boyfriend I ever had.
All right, what if you reply?
I'm not going to reply.
Let's just say you do reply, right? And he's like.
Jorge will reply.
And then he's like. And then he's
to
like,
whom it may concern.
And then he's like.
You've spoken for. Hey,
fuck you and Michelle, bitch.
Fuck you and that Green Ranger, bitch. Get it in blood, bitch.
Signed it. The marathon continues. TMC on crib.
Okay. On crib. Okay. Okay. What if you reply? All right. What if you reply and he goes like, yeah, check me out. You go to his page. He owns the Raiders.
Why don't he change his name to Edwin Castillo?
Oh.
Where do you think he saw my picture? Because he said he saw my photo.
Yeah, he said I had Facebook. A friend and I saw your photo and you looked really familiar. So he either,
I'm not on Facebook like that.
No, he never said where. He said photos. So, so I think it was Instagram. You popped up on Instagram. Or maybe a reel. Shout out the reels. Yeah.
Check his what is his email? Don't say it out loud, but
it doesn't.
You
I don't
can see if you click on his name.
It's at AT&T. Yeah.
Okay, it's no, it just
at webmail.
It just says click on it again.
Say it out loud, but don't say it.
Okay,
but just bleep it.
You make sure you bleep this. Yeah.
Look it up. Lucha figure.
Lucha's like I'm a hacky shit. Whoa, let me see.
Hold
let
on.
Me see. Let me see.
I don't know. I can't see. If I see his face, I will probably be able to tell who that is. Are his eyes colored? He had green eyes.
No, the fool is for the idiot. No.
I'm just looking at who follows.
He looked up DJ Twitch.
Whoa, I'm excited for you.
Maybe he twitches. Maybe he saw me on Back on Face.
He replies, let's get to that.
Yeah.
Let's get to that.
We're back.
All right, we want to talk about first shout out Zurdo Rosado. It's going to go down this Saturday. By the time you see this, it's about to be the weekend of. Matter of fact, right now, comment if you want to go to the Zurdo Rosado fight. We are giving away pair tickets to one lucky winner in the
facts.
Comments.
That is true. We are doing that. Mm-hmm. And if you see us, don't talk to me. I'm at the fight. Bitch.
How are we going to choose who we give the tickets to? First of all, you got to be in LA or the surrounding area.
Yeah. Facts. You got to be LA County.
Yeah. I don't know how to hit people back up on like the YouTube comments.
We'll do the 10th comment.
The 10th comment. Okay, 10th comment.
Oh, no, but they have to be from LA. Okay, maybe it doesn't work like that. Okay.
Yeah.
You have the fucking ideas, you assholes?
Yeah, it's a comment and it has to be following Brownback.
On Instagram. On Instagram. So I need you to comment on YouTube, screenshot your comment, and DM it to us on Instagram, and then you have to also be following us.
And we'll choose, like, the 10 DM.
Yeah, we'll choose.
We'll pick and choose. What if it's a baddie?
And like, I will choose. Okay.
I will choose.
Speaking of boxing, shout out to Gervonta Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia. They're fighting April 22nd. They just had press conference in Los Angeles. This guy was there. It was fucking cool. And then I got to sneak backstage, and I got interviews with both of them.
You make out with them?
No.
I don't know. You've been on some shit.
No.
But I'm glad you did
really
it.
You really think I'm out here fucking
making out with Ryan Garcia?
No.
That's points right there.
He didn't know who I was, though.
What did he tell you? That?
It's like, because it was really cool. Shout out to this guy, Anthony. I've never met you in my life, but he's part of like a promotional team that's like put all of it together. Shout out to my guy, Preston at Power. They all knew each other somehow.
Waifus?
Preston's black. Okay. But that fool was white. Old white dude. And he introduced me to him, and he's like, hey, you want to interview him? And I was like, fuck, all I have is my phone. And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to interview him. And he's like, all right, stand right here, and then after the press conference, I'll take you back, and then you can interview them. Back there was only the LA Times, ESPN, like a fucking Univision, and me.
Nice.
And it was, and YG went back because YG was fucking with Ryan. I think YG did not know what was going on. It was his birthday. It was YG's birthday.
Facts.
And I was like, YG, what should we But first of all, we're like, hey, this shit was crazy because during the press conference, they were going at each other. It was like shit talking. Ryan fucking had fucking jokes, had comebacks to Tank. It was really good. Yeah, I'm proud of him.
My little son with his jokes.
But you can also tell that he's used to people clowning him, and that's why he has comebacks like that.
Yeah.
With Tank, he's used to people just respecting him. Like, people just respect Tank.
Yeah.
No one jokes with him.
Because that was also like a knockout artist.
Yeah, and it's like he proves it. And so when Ryan was going at him, I feel like Tank was like, wait, you have shit to say about me? And he said, it looks like you danced with a unicorn.
It looks like you fell through a rainbow. It looks like you fell through a rainbow. That was a good one.
He's like, hey, come up here and finish a sentence. Like, that was fucking crazy, dog.
Yeah, he got him good.
He got him.
Yeah, that does sound a little slow, huh?
He won the trash talking contest.
He definitely did, but it's not always about trash talking.
Not at all.
So back there, I'm waiting, and I see Ryan. He's like, Letty. And I was like, I have only Zoom interviewed him. So it was really fucking cool to interview him. I talked to him for a few minutes. I'm working on putting the video and audio together because just the background was crazy. But I'll fix it. I'll figure it out. I'll internally Jose it. who's our editor, by the way. But he was really nice. And I was more afraid of Tank. Because I at least had some kind of rapport with Ryan already.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you would have somehow, like, crossed paths.
Yeah, so he knew who I was, vibes already, right? Tank came through, and I was like, fuck, I don't know if he's going to say no. Tank has hella security. He has, like, 7 security. And they all were surrounding, not letting anyone by. And then I'm like, they're going to see me with my fucking phone. They're not going to let me interview him.
Yeah.
And so then they did LA Times. They did the ESPN. They did whatever. And then the guy, Andrew, was like, all right, this next one, this is Power 106 LA. And then Tank was like, oh, the radio? And they're like, yeah. And then so he gave me a hug. It was fucking cool. He's like, hey, I'm Tank. And I was like, hey, I'm Letty. And then I interviewed him. And we clowned because he was wearing an Oscar de la Hoya vintage tee. And this is Tank Mañaco, like, going at fucking Ryan. Mañaco means,
being petty,
like being an asshole, right? Yeah, it's not only fucking around.
No, that shit could have different meaning, but he just, like, he was basically, like, just showing off.
He was taunting
him. Yeah, taunting.
Like, I'm wearing your fucking promoter, your daddy's fucking shirt on me. Yeah. Like, get the fuck over it. And so it was really cool to talk to him like that. And I was really wondering, like, are we the same size? Are we the same height? Boxers are little. But he's
Ryan's not that short, right?
No, he's not. Ryan's not short.
5'6".
Yeah.
5'7", 5'8".
And low-key, it's not even an advantage to be tall because I feel like if you're shorter, you're more to the ground and, like, you swing up. The guy down has to swing like this. Well, like, swinging up, you get more
of
a... You
have less of a target to hit.
And so it's low-key, like, the taller they are, the harder they fall. To me, it's not a disadvantage that...
Similar to baseball.
Yeah, that what's-his-face, that Tank is shorter.
Facts.
But I just wanted to know if me and Tank were the same size. I was wearing heels. We're not. He's still taller than me. But then I thought, because Tank is taller than Pitbull. Tank doesn't fight people that are shorter than him. The first time he really fought someone shorter than him was Pitbull. And I know that after that.
Trouble.
Yeah, and after that, he was like, oh, shit, I'm not fucking fighting these shorter fools. But then maybe I'm the same height as Pitbull.
Well, because they always say that, too. Like, even, like, with, like, the shorter homies, like, whenever they fight, they stay close to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if like say I'm taller than most Latinos.
Yeah.
Or me, or we're usually the same size. Mm-hmm. Like let's just say me and you were to fight, you could be here and your arms aren't gonna extend as much.
Yeah.
I would have to fight kind of you know, like the robots, like the little game. Like if you fight like this, yeah. Or you can't get like full long reach.
Yeah. Yeah. What about if you and Vic fight? He's taller than you, right?
We're like we're not too.
We're the same height, no?
Yeah, we're kind of the same height. So
is taller than you, Josh?
No, I think even Josh.
Are you all the same size?
No, Josh is taller than us.
Josh is taller than us, but it's not like a significant amount to where it could. But like if you were to, example, like if.
I know, but you're saying you fight me. I don't know. I'm a girl. I don't like that.
Okay, well.
Yeah, choose one of the guys.
Ah, fuck. I don't know.
I know. See?
We're all the same, kind of the same. Callie. Okay, Callie's taller than most of us.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, but even then, it's not even that much of a difference. But like.
You fight Jorge for me. Come on. Let's say it.
I would have to stay in.
Yeah.
Because of the reach wise. So Ryan, I mean, as long as Ryan keeps him a distance.
Yeah.
Then I think he'll be good just length wise. Yeah. But if Javante's obviously known for fucking uppercutting. So he's usually close. So, you know.
Ooh, like he wants to be in here.
Yeah, that's where they fight.
That's
the body shots.
And that's kind of the Mexican boxer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I love going to fights, but if you see me at fights, I'm like, it's like people that go to scary movies, but they're like in their hands the whole time.
Like this.
Yeah. But I love going to fights. It's my shit. And literally last year I said, I want to be the girl like that girl that boxers go to in LA to interview. Like I want that to be part of my resume.
You want
to
be the Max Kellerman of LA?
I want to. Like, I want to be part of, I want to be the fucking golden girl. Or I want to be, like, the girl that they have to check in with. And it's really dope that I'm getting these interviews because that wasn't meant to be.
It's on vibrate.
Okay. She's on vibrate. Yeah. Play the soul fly. She wants to on your
Hey, Vic, that shit was giving me, like, hella ASMR vibes. I was like, oh, yeah, here it
is. The vibration?
The vibration.
Oh. But it's really cool that it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's happening because I love it. And then shout out to Anthony at Golden Boy. Shout out to PBC who's doing like everything with Tank. Because low key, we're going to be out there too. That shit's going to be crazy because it's sold out.
Sold out in 5 minutes. T-Mobile Arena.
5 minutes, dog.
In Las Vegas.
I'm Brown so excited.
Bag, yeah, Brown Bag's going to be out there fucking turning up. And it's just really cool to just be a part of that. Because I'm telling you, once we start rolling and they see our vibe, our energy, more.
I love it for you because you actually love the sport. Me and Vic are just talk shit.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny, like, watching fools get beat up. And I really don't care.
I mean, honestly, this makes me want to get more into it. I was into boxing a lot. My dad is, like, a huge boxing fan.
But also, to love boxing is, it's kind of like to study, like, a boxer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's the storyline. It's the origin story.
Yeah,
this fool trained in this gym. They used to spar together. Like,
And he beat him in the 12 under when they were 10 years ago. And
even when Zurdo came in, he gave us merch from Brick House. That's the boxing gym.
Which I knew about.
Yeah, but it's like, that's part of it. That's legendary.
Yeah. Like, but I think even you're able to talk about, like since, I mean, just, I think in general, you do everything in depth where you, like, pay attention to one thing. But, like, to love boxing is, like, you got to break down the stands. And he had this many socks against this fight that happened 10 years ago. And I'm like,
power punches, like, shots landed, all of that shit.
Ryan's better at when he's closer to the nets than when he's in the middle. And
I think, though, también, like, even with music and stuff, like, there's people that know that. But that doesn't mean that they're any better. And I don't like the people that are like, don't talk about boxing if you don't know, blah, 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 blah. It's like, if you enjoy the sport, you're putting your money up, you are fucking streaming it, or you're supporting a fighter, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good enough.
Like, you like the vibes with the carne asada, cool, like, it's bomb.
Yeah.
Like, we're all in it the same way. Yes, we get it. You may know more, or you know the stats, or blah, blah, blah.
Statistic-wise,
but it's like, dog, like, we're all enjoying the same sport.
Facts.
Like, let people fucking enjoy it at their own pace.
Yeah, for let people see each other beat their ass.
And it only benefits the sport for us to talk about it, right? Because it's like, boxing was, for a couple years, a dying sport.
Yeah. No,
MMA came and took a lot of the market share.
True.
And a lot of the best would-be boxers became MMA fighters. I'm sure a lot of that's still happening. But it's like, man, we need to support the Ryans, Tanks. Because if not, what's the next
era.
Canelo, you know, he's getting older. Floyd Mayweather's already on his, you know, he's already out. So it's like, there needs to be this new, like, infusion of talent, and we got to be the ones to support him.
That's it.
And then even now when, like, we're going to this fight, right, it's going to be in Long Beach. And I was like, by the Queen Mary? Like, in there, let the Invict. But also, like, I remember, like, Back then, the fights would only happen in one place, and that was Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now it's an easier access sport where it's
I've
like...
I've never seen a fight at Crypto before the Tank and Isaac, Pitbull Cruz.
Oh, but we saw the Ryan and the Fortuna one too, which was crazy to see, obviously. And even like, it's a sport that's now... It's an easier access for kids coming up with no money.
And the generation of boxers is our generation.
Facts.
You know, we're not looking up to them. There are peers that are on. So that's what's really fucking cool. I think all our lives... the boxers have been older men, or the boxers have been like just our parents' age or whatever. Yeah. Now these are like fools that we can fucking tease on social media, or we can fucking do videos with them. You know, like that's what's cool about it.
And also social media,
the culture.
Social media plays a big part of it because like now we could DM Azur though and be like, hey, fool, come through. Like we want to do some cool shit.
Yep. Yeah.
And we don't got to be the one artist that ESPN, that one reporter, like a Max Kellerman where, he's the only one that gets to interview them in the ring because if you're not popping it up. And back then, fucking boxing was the fucking the main thing.
It was everything.
The Muhammad Ali's, the fucking Mike Tyson, where it was like, if you interviewed a boxer, you were on.
The world would stop when Ali would fight and like George Foreman and all these big fighters.
And this fight is going to do the same. This is going to be the fight of the year. I love that they did it so everyone can stop talking shit about them choosing. They're choosing their opponents. They're only fighting
Their camp.
No, they shit. Both of them were like, fuck it. One of us is going to walk out with their zero done. Yeah. Their undefeated is going to be done.
I'm ready for the trilogy.
I also
ready
like
for the trilogy.
Yeah. I'm ready for that. So Ryan was on The Shop. I don't know if you've seen that.
LeBron fucking LeBron shit. I didn't watch it, but
Rich Paul.
Yeah.
So he was. I know. He's an executive producer too.
It's LeBron's show.
Yeah.
Vic, you're not wrong. Vic just wants to.
We're not wrong.
No, it's
he's
just
not.
The comments be fucking stupid as fuck sometimes. Oh. They be like, it's not a brunch show. You know?
They be turning LeBron ass.
I'm not tripping on you. I'm tripping on the. Anyway, but so he was on there and then he said how he basically met Tank at the fight, at the weight that Tank wanted to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So at first it was like, no, we got to meet at like.
Yeah, there's a lot of contingencies. And a lot of this is on Tank's terms, which is PBC versus Ryan and Golden Boy. Like, Ryan, legit, as much as we talk shit about him, and they even mentioned it, like, Ryan's been wanting and pushing for this fight for years. Whereas Tank is just going to be like, shut up, little boy, shut up, blah, blah, blah. You're not come, like, get at my level, all of this. And then it's like, all right, if you want to fight me, you got to meet these things. Yeah. And so Ryan was like, all right, let me meet these things. And then now
and
they're doing it.
So credit to him for that.
Yeah.
And also, like, even shout out my boy Deuce and them, which you met him at the Clipper game.
Yeah, shout out to Deuce.
Deuce, the homie Moreno and them, they were big with around when with El Toremoto, the one that got knocked out by Tank.
Toremoto, Tank.
What the fuck's his name, Maximo?
Toremoto, Tank. Tank knocks out everybody else.
Tank slept out for with uppercut. Fuck, I feel bad. I can't remember his name.
Toremoto, Tank.
Leo Santa Cruz. So the homies are really close to the camp, and I'm like, look, I don't know about boxing, but what do you guys think about this? And the homie's like, look. And I was a little lit already, but we're just talking about it right before everybody got here. He was like, look, most fools, people be underestimating his. He's fast, but that fool socks hard.
Yeah.
So they were like, you were hungry, huh?
Yeah.
How happy she got when she
talked about it? I got you. Let me know when you want to talk.
Hold on. I just wanted to really know Carnesada's fucking mom.
Yeah.
We're blessed that we get Carnesada dog.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, like,
bought this petty
the
water?
The shit that we enjoy as Latinos and especially, like, low-key as Mexicans, this is incredible food, incredible candy, incredible music. It's a blessing to have it.
And it's healthy.
Yeah. Okay. You go on.
So that fool was like, if Ryan lands...
Podcast mukbang at the same dang time.
That fool's like, if Ryan lands one, he's like, oh, it might be, that shit might stun, like, or like if Ryan just puts him to work, but he's like, if that fool's like, if Tank lands one in the chin, it's over with. He said it's over with. He's like, it's over with.
Well, yeah.
If Ryan gets knocked out, dog, if that fool gets put to sleep, he has to quit boxing.
No.
Ah.
You know,
dog.
Here's my theory.
We
here's
know
my theory.
What
box. No, let me tell you my theory.
None of the greatest.
He could just have one loss. That's it.
No, you know this, and I know this.
Let me talk. It'll be worse for Tank if Tank loses than for Ryan if Ryan loses. Ryan is already the underdog. Ryan has already talked shit about. You can't really talk more shit about Ryan than you've talked shit about Ryan.
Nope.
So he can take the L and he'll still come back, be like, no, I need a part two. I need a part two. Whereas if Tank loses, he's the fool that is just all respect. So if he loses, it's going to fucking really hurt him more than if Ryan loses. Fact. Ryan low-key can take the L.
Tank has
and
more
still
to lose.
Be Ryan.
Yeah.
If Ryan gets put to sleep, Mimi's, he goes meet
no.
his bed.
No.
He might not be the same fighter again.
No, he still will because that cockiness doesn't go away.
That always takes a toll. Like, what do you mean, like, he'll never be the same fighter? Like,
he'll never be. Like, he'll be like a Leo Santa Cruz.
No, because he's different.
Amir Khan is a perfect, come on, you guys.
We can't just throw away fighters when they have one loss, though.
Yeah.
That's a wild thought.
Hey, this is us.
That's a new thought.
This is us. The fucking boxing world, if he gets
No, because
to sleep,
in boxing world, motherfuckers get L's.
Yeah.
Legends have gotten L's.
Yep, Cesar Chavez.
Canelo lost.
Oscar.
He didn't get knocked out, but he lost. Mm-hmm. He lost
Tyson.
Twice. Yeah.
Fucking Pacquiao.
Was Pacquiao ever the same fight out after he got knocked out?
No, but he got fights after.
Never the same.
And look at that again. Hey, we need. I know we said this already, but shout out to Marquez for that again.
Yeah. Shout out Mar. No.
It never gets old.
Never.
We don't celebrate him enough.
Yeah.
But.
By the way, shout out to everybody that likes the onion.
Oh, that's me right there, Pops.
I love it. You're not taking it from me, but I love it.
I already ate.
Because there are some people that don't eat the onion. If you don't eat the onion, it's the way.
Grow up.
Fucking.
Maximum. This feels weird. He's a big ass kid.
The half.
What?
I want to know in the comments, do you eat the onion?
What sweet kind of onion. It's sweet onion.
Yeah, but the carne asada onion.
The one that
looks like a fucking octopus at the bottom.
Fuck it, the one you clean the grill with and then eat it with our dirty ass.
Angara.
It's so good. So are you the onion eater or
the onion
not?
Or you're a fucking pussy like Maximo. Yeah. Damn, Charles, I forget knocked out. It's over with.
It's not.
Nah, it's
he
not.
Could take an L. He's taken L's his whole life. Everyone clowns him. Like, he's the pretty boy, blah, 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 blah. He's not.
I just don't think he's done after one loss. Because there's no shame in losing a Tank. He's a good-ass fighter.
Do you think that it could go all 12 rounds?
Yes. To yes, decision? Yes. I think, and then.
But they're both, like, knockout motherfuckers.
I would be pissed.
I'd be so mad.
Okay, but fool, I think it goes the same way with Tank. If Tank is knocked the fuck out,
it's gonna be worse
for
Tank. No, it'll be worse for Tank. He's not done.
This is not the MMA, you guys. The MMA, you could take L's all day.
Boxing, you could take L's all day until Mayweather. Mayweather did some fucking fuck shit.
He ruined the game.
Yeah.
He was too good.
Motherfuckers took L's all day. Yeah. Are you watching me eat on the screen?
No. It's.
Nah, yeah. I don't think he'll be done. But one thing is, like, called into question is. Like, we don't really know if Ryan really has a chin because he hasn't been tested.
I don't know,
like
he has a chin, but will it?
Oh, yeah.
Look at
him,
I'm like, God
jaw.
Damn, that's a fucking
big ass
chin right there.
Crimson
yeah.
chin?
He's like a fucking Johnny Bravo chin. The fuck?
Definitely he just did hella cocaine.
Hell yeah, like fucking, what's that fool from? What's that fool from? From Greece?
Oh.
Quagmire?
No,
Quagmire?
What's that from Greece?
Fucking idiot.
John Travolta.
Yeah, it's fucking John Travolta.
Oh, he got that kind of chin.
Nah, hey, I think that was done.
No, neither is done.
But you know what? I think that because Mayweather was kind of like when I first started watching this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember when Canelo lost, I was sad.
Yeah.
But he also didn't get put to sleep.
Yeah. But Canelo lost to Mayweather and then he still continued.
There's no shame in losing to Mayweather. The same way there'll be no shame in losing the Tank.
Boom.
Also, he was a younger fighter, and it was just... He
fought the best in the world. Nobody ever beat him.
Okay, but he didn't get put to sleep. You guys are putting out the...
Okay.
Letty, once...
What do you mean by put to sleep?
Like,
you mean knockout.
Manny Pacquiao
like,
vibes.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen.
Okay, but Letty, if it does, are you seeing Ryan the same?
Probably, yeah.
And you're... Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still Tank, though. Like, even if he puts you to sleep, it's Tank. It's not like
you
Joe
expect,
Schmo.
You
if Canelo got slept by Mayweather,
okay,
that first fight they
this,
had,
let me tell
he
you
would have never... He would never be the fighter he is to this day. And that is facts.
Maybe he wouldn't have the same confidence internally. Maybe people look at him a little different, but he wasn't like... He got better after that. He got so much better after that.
Because he didn't get put to sleep. Mm. Pacquiao's career went to shit after that.
But he was like 45 years old.
That's true. Why was he still fighting? Marquez fucking slept his ass.
That was their trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. When Marquez lost to Pacquiao the first time, did he get knocked out? That's just nacho.
Why didn't you fucking tell me, you bitch?
Right, well, you can have none of mine.
I need water.
Any water. Pass that water bottle.
this the fucking hot chip challenge? What the fuck?
Okay, what were we saying, Vic?
I'm
gonna hold it for you.
Yeah. Drink it.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if Marquez got knocked out. I don't know. No.
He lost.
They lost by
decision.
Punches. Yeah, by decision.
And that was.
But even when he lost by decision, everyone felt like he didn't lose. Like that's why they had such a trilogy, because they felt like with Pacquiao, he had to lose by a knockout, because even out punching him, since he had that O, you have to do more than just out punch him. Marquez would beat him, and they wouldn't give it to Marquez. So that last one, he's like, "All right, I have to knock him out." Yes, definitely.
Ryan has to knock him out. I feel like Ryan has to knock him out.
Oh, yeah.
If it goes to decision, it'll be a draw.
Yeah. Oh, you're true. Why? Because of money-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're too afraid to give it to one or the other. It'll be a draw.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a draw.
Yeah.
That'll make us so fucking pissed.
That'll get us mad.
So fucking pissed. We're going to ride in fucking Vegas.
I won't be mad. I'm going to be in Vegas. Sitting very close to the ring. I'm going to be great. Yeah.
God.
Let's do this again sometime.
Hey, run it back next year. All right,
yeah,
bro.
See you later. Same time next year.
Hey, you want to come to after party now? We're finna at the casino, bro. It's good. No, because now we have the Deodo plug. He said pull up on him anytime.
Oh, yeah.
He did say that. We only eat two of them, motherfucker.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm already Cinco de Mayo on my calendar right now. Time nightclub.
It's the 6th.
Oh, yeah. Cinco de 6-0, whatever.
What the? 6-0 de Mayo.
6-0 de Mayo. We in there.
Hey, I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Talk about something for you guys so that I can finish eating my carne asada.
Let's fucking look at this. I like when we raw pod.
Yeah, facts. Did you know what the MD stood for? You drank those before, right?
Yes, Mad Dogs.
Yeah,
I definitely chucked some Mad Dogs before. That was the first thing I ever racked.
I feel like that's what everybody said.
Can I show you guys my Facebook? And yeah, they're gonna laugh. All right, go ahead. Talk about it.
Well, I thought it was Mad Dog, because I feel like all the older people that buy you drinks tell you, "Oh, this is a Mad Dog," when they try to put you on game. And it's not a Mad Dog at all. That's not what it stands for. Can you click the link?
It stands for
something else.
My dick.
I'm not gonna show them because look. And then look at the time.
UV
2015. You were 5. I'm kidding.
Oh shit. You're 15.
You're 15.
I was not 15.
So it stands for Mogan David. Not Mad Dog.
Down.
And I was really disappointed. Same way, like when I found out Rey Mysterio's
name. Wait, how do you know that it's Morgan David?
Because this thread is very trustworthy.
Because someone tweeted it?
Yes.
You're so stupid.
No, I'm sure that. Come on. All right, look, search it.
Please look what
Morgan David. I'm sure that's what it means.
Stands for producer.
Yeah.
Or what is this? It's wine.
It's like a wine cooler?
I've never had it.
You've never had it?
No.
You've never had an MD?
Never have had an MD, dog.
Well, you know you had one open here, right?
Open here. What do you mean?
A salsa?
Oh, yeah, but that was too spicy. This is another one. Okay.
Yeah, so the MD, that's how you start. Those are like the training wheel of like, it's like wine cooler vibes. Gets you super drunk super fast. Doesn't taste that bad.
The first time I ever blacked out was off wine. I racked the ones that cost $15 that they put in cardboard boxes right in front.
The barefoot ones or the...
Maybe barefoot? Some fucking Andre or something.
White Zinfandel.
Or I don't know what the fuck, but I just grabbed it, ran out. And I thought, it's not in the head. It tastes good. Put my ass right to sleep at 9 a.m. I woke up at noon. Like, what the fuck happened?
You did this at 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I did this at 9 a.m.
What was going on?
Can we look back at some of these photos?
Yeah, speaking of going back in time, let's go back in Duno's time.
Let's go back in my time. By the way, fucking John Moran is announced by Woj that John Moran, Memphis Grizzlies guard John Moran, has entered counseling program in Florida, and there remains no timetable for his return to active play.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to speculate. This is me all speculation, everybody. I think he's addicted to Molly.
Molly?
Yeah.
You could tell.
Nah, they drug test them. You think they're shining away from it?
They only have like 4 drug tests a year.
Nah, but the way he's been on, his parents are the type of parents to like check for shit. Like no drug testing.
I mean, but Molly's not a crazy drug, but like took his shirt off in the strip club.
Is Molly?
Didn't drink nothing.
Is Molly illegal?
Yeah.
Yes, but I think it's out of your system in like 3 days.
Yeah.
So he's good.
Okay. Why is Molly illegal?
Because it's great.
I don't know. I've never done it.
It's like, does Molly kill you? Like, I understand why crack is illegal, why cocaine is illegal.
It all depends on where you get it, because people
mix it. So is there illegal Molly?
Yeah, like some people could probably put fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
No, is there legal Molly?
No. Oh, no.
Probably
no.
Like in Canada.
MDMA used to be in like old pre-workouts.
Oh, yeah. That is true, huh?
Damn.
Molly's pure MDMA.
Maybe that's what fucking that one fool had when he's like fucking coming all the time. I'm pumping. I'm coming. What's the fool?
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, he definitely had MDMA.
You guys did show me that.
Yeah.
That's a wild dude.
Yeah.
Damn, that is a trip.
Okay, let's say you go on a date, and the girl's eating with her hands, carne asada.
I know where this is going because you and Angie were judging me.
No, because I'm eating carne asada with my hands.
Oh, I'm not tripping.
Okay, yeah, she's the one.
You just said she's salvi. Half salvi.
Nah, if she's eating it with the fork, that's kind of like, man.
Look, I was trying to do it with the fork for the cameras because you guys are fucking judgmental as fuck, but fuck it. These feel like strips, like you're supposed to strip them with your fucking fingers.
That's how it tastes better.
I feel like I've seen a girl eat a pupusa with a fork before. And I wanted to smack that bitch.
The pupusa.
God. Yeah.
That's what you wanted to smack.
I'll never disrespect a great Salvadoran dish like that again.
Allegedly.
Dog. No, not allegedly.
Do not.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just dog. And you can leave that in there. I'm joking. The fact that you thought I got the urge of smacking a bitch because she was eating with her fucking pork? No, bitch.
You ready to get dark?
We should have a You Ready to Get Dark segment for you.
Yeah. You ready to get dark segment?
You guys are laughing. I'm like, hey, you want to get fucking deep about it? Okay, listen to what the president of Mexico said.
Seguro usted garantizaría que los mexicanos del otro lado pueden venir a nuestro país y visitarlo de manera segura.
Es más seguro México que Estados Unidos. No hay ningún problema para viajar por México con seguridad.
He knows he's fucking lying.
Yeah.
You're saying Mexico is safer than the U.S. and there should be no problem traveling here and not feeling secure.
That's all I gotta say.
What?
Why the fuck you lying?
Why you lying?
Stop fucking lying.
Come on, dog. We know when another Mexican's lying. You're fucking lying.
That shit reminded me of like when my dad looks at me in my eyes and be like, I've never lied to you, son. I'm just like, you have. Everybody's lied to everybody. Yeah, you're lying right now. Like, what? You don't even have to say that. Like, that was bullshit.
Yeah,
but he had to say that to.
But do you see the pause? He's like, it is safer than the U.S. And he just listened to himself. He's like, I'm fucking lying.
Like, maybe I went too far. He should have just said like a random country. Like, we're way safer than Guatemala.
Facts. Fucking pura mafia, pura mafia.
Way safer than Chile. Like, it just starts saying like random countries.
I don't know. That food. Mexico's a wild place.
It is a wild place.
It's a wild place for Mexicans.
It's a wild place.
Yeah.
It's a wild place. When you go to Mexico, you got to kick it with real Mexicans.
And you can't at the end of the day, as much as we all love Mexico, we are very aware that it's a third world country for the most part. There's obviously nice parts and stuff.
Beautiful
and
parts.
We all know that we're not taking our best fits, our diamond chains, our this
shouldn't.
And that. You know what I'm saying? Our best shoes. Like, we just know, like, just blend in. Don't cause too much disturbance to us. Like, when we're in L.A., for the most part, like, we just do our shit. We just dress regular. We feel secure. You know
what
I'm saying?
And even here shit happens.
All the time, yeah.
I mean, there's bad everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
No matter where you're at, but obviously Mexico with like the social media and the news, there's always gonna be portrayed, and obviously the drug stuff and stuff like that. But hey, that's as fucked up as it's gonna sound. That's how that country survives. That's how you know, and that's just the way it is. Us as Mexican Americans, we're aware that when we go there, we gotta be with our cousins that were born there, our family members, our friends that are from there.
Blended.
They know the lingo, the way to get around, you know, so.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Be aware, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's just not easy. I don't know what travel... Like, I just think there's literally people in the world that think, like, Mexico is Cancun and Cabo San Lucas and, like, cool vibes, beaches, all of that. Like, let's go get married at Playa del Carmen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you got to be legit careful.
But don't get it wrong. It's a beautiful country.
It is beautiful.
I feel like he just had to say that because the tourism is, like, taking a toll right now because of what happened. Yeah. So it's just
at what point is that more fucking his fault, fucking taking pictures of fucking shit in the tree versus like actually doing some shit? Remember he did what was it? He thought it was like a duende?
Yeah, he thought it was a duende. That's why I was like, nah.
I mean, shit, gotta get back to work.
Yeah. We got to get back to work.
I don't think it's a third world country, you guys.
No, it's still considered a third world country.
I don't know that that's true.
Somebody told me
it feels true. Doesn't it feel true? Sometimes you just feel it in your gut.
If you go to certain parts of U.S., you would think it's a third world country.
Also, probably one of the richest countries.
Yeah.
True.
Most definitely. Third world country?
What just is it considered? Just type in, is Mexico a third world country?
Yeah, third world country.
Upper middle income country. No.
Where's the third world?
The World Bank classified Mexico as an upper middle income country.
The World Bank.
Just put, is Mexico a third world country?
Who owns the World Bank?
Oh, no.
It is. I finally looked it up.
What does it say? I don't think Mexico is in their same category, to be honest. I know, but we just saw one right here. Your algorithm says yes. This algorithm says no.
No, this one just says what the bank considers it.
No.
What is
but it's Google the same thing.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck, that's crazy.
It's a wobbler, probably.
It's a wobbler.
But, you know, shout out to Mexico.
Fuck it, are we done?
When Mexico sends its people, it doesn't always send its best. It's your favorite president right there. Who is it?
Trump.
All right, let's do some masala.
Come on, Angie.
Does anyone want these chips?
And we are back. I'm okay. Let these offering chips. I do want one pair of chips.
One pair of chips. So two chips.
Two.
A pair of chips.
I can't eat the chips.
Yeah, I can't eat the chips either. Fuck it.
¿Qué son estos?
Limones.
I'll show you $50 right now. You put it in your eye.
Why would she? Right,
$50.
No.
100.
Why would she do that?
No, I have money.
200?
No.
I'll do it for 100 if you sell me 100.
Okay, I'll sell you 100 if you fucking spray this in your eye.
Yes, you're going to pay my phone bill this month. Come on.
Do it, do it. Just let him.
No, but you got to sell me the 100, fool.
I will sell you the 100. I bought you your fucking Prada glasses. I'm going to sell you the 100.
Fool. Do it.
Go. Actually, I have money. Me too. I work hard too.
Do no, look, we're all ready.
You do it for 100.
Look, everyone's already in my mouth.
Oh, you know what? Fucking do it. You know what? She owes you 100.
You have to give it to her.
No, you owe her 100. You don't pay your 100, but you have to put that in your eye right now.
Ah,
pussy.
Someone spray this in your eye right now. Fucking, why'd you do this, Duno? For 100, Josh.
For 100?
Josh.
Can we do it to Romy?
No.
The dog?
Oh, that's
going to
hurt.
Come on. It's 100. It won't hurt in your wallet. What hurts more, your wallet right now or your eye? Come on.
What about Lucha?
Lucha.
Do Lucha.
I would need some stuff.
Lucha, do it for love.
Do it for your new family. Duno, look what you fucking started.
All right, let me think about it again and then we'll get back to it.
Okay.
You're not
going to
do it.
Somebody's all right. Who's trying to get back their ex like me? Edwin Castro. Edwin
Cas.
Grupo Firme.
So he actually, Edwin Castro is the winner of the Powerball.
No, I've been confusing him too because I'm like, oh, does he spell it the same? But no
he doesn't.
Edwin Cas.
Edwin.
Edwin Cas. Edwin Cas. Edwin Cas.
From Grupo Firme.
Talk to us, Angie.
Wants to get back with his ex baby mama. Well, his ex wife.
His ex wife.
His baby mama. Because he broke it down. He broke the news down that he and his ex, that his baby mama were splitting up.
And oh, my God, Angie. You're getting very Power 106 right now. Just fucking say the fucking story.
Anyway, so they're back on tour. And now every time that they're performing, he's like saying, like, girl, please take me back. Okay, hey, amorcito, this is your song.
Did he cheat on her?
Yes, he did cheat on her.
Oh.
Wait, was it the one he got caught with that he got blackmailed with, and then he just admitted to her,
so he don't pay nothing to the girl.
But then he got caught cheating again.
Exactly, and then he made a whole post saying like, "Hey, you already knew about it. Like, we worked this out."
She still left.
She still left, and now he's asking for her.
Baby,
back.
Come back.
You know what it is? She's not the finest girl, but she's probably the realest girl.
Yep,
probably. Yeah. And they have, like, what, three babies? She's pregnant. No, two babies, and she's pregnant right now. So she has one on the way.
He wants his family back.
Oh, for sure. He wants that stability.
And
that
she, he goes to the door, she don't let him in?
Edwin, he even dedicated an award to her. I remember
he won an
award.
That's how he broke the news, saying, like, hey, all these awards, I want them. And he won the most awards. It was Premios Lo Nuestro.
Mm-hmm.
And he dedicated all those awards to her.
Yeah.
And now he's dedicating songs after songs.
Okay, so this is what he did, right?
Yeah.
He said.
That's low-key how Offset got Cardi B back.
Yeah.
True.
Yo, there's nothing like that energy of when you're trying to get your bitch back. Oh,
they'll you do anything.
Can you pass me a couple cups?
Catch a grenade.
Pass me more cups. They all come. Pass me that one too.
What are you doing?
Bebe, te quiero mucho.
His words.
Sorry por.
Sorry.
Making you feel like a whore. And a
he
piece
was,
of
he
shit.
Was being a whore.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Run. Sorry, bebé, hola. Sí, primero de que si le quiero dar gracias a Dios por estos premios, mi el equipo.
Yeah.
Buenas canciones que tuvimos este año. Vendimos del crypto 7 veces, pero nuestro amor nunca será.
Nunca
se puede vender. Sorry por haciendo mirete stupid.
Mirete stupid. Edwin's pocho all of a sudden.
Más de una vez.
Sí.
Yeah.
Y una vez fuera aprendido, pero no aprendí, mi amor.
No.
Y ahora no tengo nada.
Wow, that should be
absolute
song.
Nada.
Absolute nada.
Absolute nada. Ahora nada más tengo mis canciones. Y eso es the worst que no puedo poner en mi casa.
Yeah.
¿Para estar mi Dios?
Yeah.
Las tengo que poner en mi... Las tengo que poner en la casa donde llevaban las putas. Yeah. Gracias.
What is it?
Y ojalá me tomes para atrás.
Tomes para atrás.
Well, that's what he keeps saying.
What is it? No sé lo que entiendes cuando yo te digo que no. La N o la O. Tu tiempo se acabó. Te juro que ya no te puedo ver.
Anaí. Anaí.
¿Quieres que me tienes a tus pies?
Remix. I will never cheat ever again.
Now he speaks English.
Oh. Yeah, that is cool.
He does, it's very, it gets him somewhere.
Sorry, ya amor, no me superes. All of that. It's going to be a remix. I Need a Girl part one and part two. He needs like the song that's like Take Me Back.
Cry in the Rain and like singing at the top of his lungs.
What song do you guys recommend him dedicate? Oh, I just dropped this awesome.
You need to put the lemon in right now. You need to put the lemon in
right now. Telling us.
I wanted to say that. I thought the same thing.
Gangland.
I'm not.
No, okay. Telling us. Okay. What song would you recommend that for the dedicated girl?
English or Spanish?
English.
English.
Ooh.
Well, I don't think Anaí knows English, so.
This is our take on this.
Yeah. What would his baby comeback playlist have?
Jose, I know you're thinking of one, because you
always
do.
You always have some. All I Want Is You, J. Cole, and Miguel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bruno Mars, I Should Have Bought You Flowers.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, I've dedicated that before. One. That was crazy.
Come on, you guys. Wow. You guys have dedicated songs to girls to get them back.
Lucha, what did you do? Or Josh.
That's what I hate telling y'all, cinema. Fuck Josh.
Josh, you never dedicated?
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Ooh, definitely confessions. Definitely confessions.
Oh, confessions, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was thinking the reason?
I found my reason to be.
Oh, my God. Maximo. The Far Side, Wild Ride.
He said who was thank the reason.
No, I know, but I'm just making fun of him.
I'll always be there for you.
By who?
You know, it would have to be like some oldie.
I don't know that song.
I got yours.
The Why Won't You.
You know this one?
Yeah.
No,
play it. Oh, we can't because of things. Yeah, but play that Edwin. You think she's going to get back?
I feel like she will. She has like a certain
lifestyle.
She's
pregnant right now.
She's pregnant. They've been there for each other since high school, I think.
She has to
like
let
that.
Him feel hurt.
Yes.
For what he
for
did
to
her.
Learn.
Yeah. So that he can learn. And I think because she's probably forgiven him because she loves him and the kids and all of that. And then to see that he still did it, right now she's like, dude, I got to do something different.
Yeah, while being pregnant is crazy.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
I've never had been in a situation. But I have done a stupid thing where you're like, fuck, you regret it the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, the love of your life.
What was the stupid thing you did? Who was the stupid thing you did? Was it worth it?
Fuck no.
You got caught cheating.
No, I didn't get caught. But I left thinking I wanted to leave.
For another girl.
And then I didn't want to leave after a week. No, my man. Should have seen my paragraph, way.
Trying to get her back?
You wrote her a poem?
Nah, that's the poet's fucking weird ass. Mm. I didn't write her a poem, but wrote her multiple love letters through text.
No, I'm sorry. Dude.
Multiple texts. She texted me happy birthday this year.
That's good.
With a heart. And then reply, you know what I mean?
He replied with a dick pic.
I didn't even reply with a dick pic.
Imagine.
But I did reply with a black card, and she was like, and then I always tell her when I'm lit, when I'm drunk, I always text her like, hey.
Oh, so you do keep in touch with her while you're drunk? Okay.
No. But we have like a like respectful relationship. Like,
yeah.
I don't DM her like, yeah.
She knows he cares about her still. Oh. She knows he knows that he fucked up.
Yeah, but she also like, we hit each other through dark times.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been through each other through.
Fucking
through,
bitch.
So you're
take
like
me back,
Edwin right
stupid
now.
Stupid whore.
Take me back. Maybe just the way you say it. Maybe that's just maybe.
Yeah,
that's
trying to use
it.
Maybe that's the wobbler.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, running back. Yeah. Take me back, baby.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Just stop talking after that.
Yeah.
Because I know you're gonna say something.
Edwin's an idiot, huh?
Yeah.
Like if we're gonna cheat, don't get caught.
Like an Edwin.
I mean, it's hard when you're a celebrity and there's cameras.
It's not. I feel like it's not.
Man, NDA these bitches. Check the phones at the door. Get the.
No.
There's always a way.
Yeah, I feel like.
But he's humongous. But you know what he gotta do? I forgot to cheat with like Russian bitches, like out of like.
He needs to cheat in a controlled environment. He's just out
What's
here.
What's a controlled environment?
Like a controlled environment, exactly what it
you
sounds like.
You know what he needs to cheat with? He shouldn't cheat.
Yeah.
But he needs to cheat with someone that has something to lose.
Yes.
What happens if you're cheating with girls that want the attention, want mm-hmm. you, want the dick, all of that? You need to cheat with another person that is either popping,
or married.
Yeah, that have shit to. They don't want this shit to be let out either.
You're smart.
What is your childhood friend?
What's up with the childhood friends?
Shout out all the childhood friends.
Hey, by the way, you guys, me, Letty, and Vic, we love you guys too.
We've
grown a funny relationship this last month.
Yeah.
Shout out my depression.
Yeah. Vic's dicks. Because what I was about to say was crazy.
That was crazy.
It's gone up. So it's going to be like, Vic's humor has gone up.
Nah, I know.
Vic's dicks has gone up.
Episode 87, you guys. Vic's looking for love.
Yeah.
So is Latina. So am I.
Jorge, this is all entertainment.
Dumbass, it's all entertainment.
It's all jokes.
I don't take flags. We out!